We are learning how to teach Better Man, Session 9. A real man excels at God's work, which is the third responsibility of a man that comprises our definition of biblical masculinity. Robert, work is something that is a part of every man's life. If it's not work, it's school for many of the guys that are there. Help us understand how to teach this session with excellence.
Well, this session probably more so than any session in Better Man is just filled with practical insights. And they're very simple and clear, but a lot of guys have never packaged an understanding of work like this session does. So what you're going to do in this session is basically just go by the numbers and it'll do that. But you want them most, maybe the most important thing you want to do is right at the beginning is just help them understand that work is not a job, not just a job. Work is something that should be, one, a sacred calling where you see it as something you're doing for God. And secondly, that you understand that the work you do should be something you want to do. And if you don't enjoy doing what you're doing, you need to find something that you will enjoy because you spend 65% of your time at work. So this is helping a guy who's maybe stuck in a dead-end job or doesn't enjoy his work begin to reevaluate. I don't have to stay stuck. I need to take the things that this lesson is telling me and figure out a way to craft a journey to the right fit for me for life because it'll add so much life for me. It'll become more of a passion in which I'm serving God than just a duty that I have to go to every day and just grind through. You want to give guys a high view of work in this session, and it lays it out. Any personal stories you can tell about your journey will be extremely, extremely important. The one thing I would just point out in this session that guys I find who try to teach it just move through too quickly is when it's talking about finding the right job fit, you'll see in there it brings up personality and aptitude testing. It'll bring up the Gallup vocational testing and the Ames personality aptitude testing. And I would say, rather than just blow through that, I would encourage if you're in teaching this live that maybe you look up those two websites and just familiarize yourself with what Gallup offers in helping a guy think through a right job fit and what Ames does in helping a guy understand what jobs he would enjoy because of how God has built him. We don't think that you can make those matches, but surprisingly, those tools are out there to help a guy understand what motivates me, what I'm good at, and then can help you match what motivates you and you're good at with career paths and find jobs. And I found so many guys liberated by taking advantage of tools like this, rather than trying to work out by themselves in their head, what should I do? I hate what I'm doing. And they live in this self-contained world where they're just trying to talk their way through it without inviting outside help to deliver them through it. And so familiarize yourself. You don't have to go in and explain all about aptitude testing and, you know, personality testing. But I would say when it gets there, say, I looked up these sites and these things offer you a pathway to find a best job fit. And you can feel confident in saying that.
You know, one of the things that I work with young people. That's the primary part of the ministry that I'm involved in. We have a generation that's really grown up being told, follow your passion. If you dream it, you can do it. You know, and so we have a generation that hasn't really sometimes done the self-analysis to really think about who they are, who did God make me to be, and where will I really find the most joy? Because the joy is matching those aptitudes with God's purpose and meaning for your life. And so some people are chasing paths of work that aren't even pleasurable for them, but they're passionate about them, but they don't really understand how to unlock that.
That's exactly right.
And boy, I'm seeing that so much. And Dave Kinneman and I, the president of Barna, in our book, Faith for Exiles, one of the themes that we found of resilient disciples was that they thought about their vocations as a way to follow Jesus. And what you've done here, Robert, in the session is really helped the church do that, because the most resilient of disciples said that my church helped me think about my faith and think about my work and how God made me and integrated. And so this is a really helpful tool for not just older men, but particularly younger men as well.
That's exactly right. And I would say, you know, I had lunch one day with George Gallup, and when he was working on this particular tool.
Uh-huh.
And he told me in all their research, they found that only about 12% of men really feel fulfilled with the jobs that they do. Most of them have chased after a job because it offered money or position, or they did it because dad wanted them to do a particular career to stay in the family business or something like that. But they've chased after these ghosts that didn't deliver, rather than trying to get outside objective input to help them identify what they're really feeling and also objectify what they're really good at, not what they wish they were good at. We all want to be, you know, a great athlete, but we're not. So what am I? Well, these kind of things offer objectivity to your desires and helps you put those together so that you create a realistic direction for your life. And those people who take advantage of these tools, which are not very expensive, most of them are much less than one college course, save themselves years of pain and frustration, switching majors when they're in college, getting into their 30s and realizing, I don't know why I'm doing this, I hate this. If we can deliver guys from that, and at the same time, help them have a bigger view of their work, that it's not just a job, it's something that you can use to honor God and make a difference, not just with the people you work with at work, but with your skills even beyond work, we have given them an unbelievable gift. And that's why this session is so important.
You know, I think sometimes those of us that are in vocational ministry, we don't always think about other people's professions in that way. We do think of them as, well, the way you participate in ministry is by giving money to the church. And what this really has the opportunity of doing is really helping people think about faith and work in a different way.
That's so right. It's all of life. In other words, who I am and what I do is a mission. That's why they call it a vocation, a calling. At least they used to. They don't now. We call it just a job.
Yeah.
but in its classical biblical sense, work is a calling before God in which all of my life worships Him. And we ought to be worshiping God at work, not just on Sunday.
So I hope you're listening to this weeks in advance of actually teaching this, so you can really reflect on this, because I think this is a really great, powerful session to help men come alive in their faith, to think about how God has made them to live and to serve the world into their vocation, their calling, as Robert said, 24/7, not just on Sunday or some Bible study night, but literally through their careers. This is powerful. Best to you as you teach this. We'll be praying for you, and we hope that this is a great session.